4 BYU Mobile.
4 VWA Mobile.
VWA, this is BY. I'm sorry, KO4 BYU. How you doing today, sir?
We get much of me. I am south east of Anderson at McCoy's, a place called McCoy's Crossing. So how am I doing back that way?
Long ways away. You're coming in fairly clear. A little bit of popping and static, but not really that bad considering your distance.
Got a doggone good radio, and it's not a bad day for it. So, hey, everything is working out. I have had contact from down in Columbia all the way back up to Ginman on this repeater.
I've got just this little Bofong radio, cheapest thing I could find. I'm a new ham, just got my license last month. Started studying on some antennas to try and get something I can reach out from the house, and I live pretty far out in the country, so that's a concern I'm trying to work with. But that radio you got sure seems to be working great.
A mobile radio in your vehicle. I have had very, very good luck with the Yaesu radios. This particular one is 8900, and it's 10, 6, 2, and 440, and we'll crossband.
Well, like a nice mobile. Like I said, all I've got is this little handheld Bofong 82HP. It's got 8 watts of power out, and I've got a BTEC 40-watt RF amplifier hooked into the antenna line. And I think my biggest problem I'm having is with antennas. But I got an Elmer at work that's kind of helping me out, learning a little bit about what I'm doing there.
Yo, that works. You're getting out just fine. Yeah, I just popped out. Let's see, I'm 5 miles. I'm down here in front of the Richard M. Campbell Veterans Nursing Home right now, and I'm 5 miles out of Anderson.
Man, it is a beautiful day today, and I'm just sitting here waiting for time to go into work. I usually sit over here for about a half hour, 45 minutes, and see if I can make any contacts, and just piddling around, trying to learn a little something about the ham radios.
Roger. Yeah, my dashboard says 75 degrees down here. That's just not right for March.
Come back next week and holler in another thing I want to talk about.
I'm in a hole now. Do you still have me?
Roger, I'm still picking you up. I'm sitting here at the Harley-Davidson of Greenville, right at the 385-85 interchange.
Uh-huh. Well, you're definitely working good. What's your QTH?
I understand that. Could you repeat that?
I said you're making it up very nicely. What is your QTH?
I don't know all the Q codes, so you're going to have to give me that in plain language.
Where is your home base?
QTH now is home base. Home base is in Great Court, South Carolina, just south of Fountain Inn.
Okay. Well, how does your Baofeng do from down there on that external antenna?
In a little hole over there with a lot of trees around me, so I have to go down to the end of the driveway to get out from around the trees with the mobile antenna. That's why I'm trying to get something rigged up on the house. I've got a pretty high house. It sits up basically 3 floors counting the basement, which is only about half underground. So once I get something up on the roof, I'm looking at building a J-pole, and hopefully I'll be able to at least get to the Lawrence repeater. So far, I haven't been able to even get out to it.
No, I'll tell you what. If you take just a plain old metal cookie baking sheet and a simple mobile and put that up high and attach that into your bow thing, I bet you hit either one of those repeaters.
Work. I'm using a dipole right now that I built out of an old set of rabbit ears I saw a guy on the internet make. But talking to my Elmer yesterday, I found out the biggest problem I've got is I'm feeding my antenna with 75-ohm television coax cable. So I've ordered some 50-ohm cable, and that should help improve a lot.
yeah, that's going to change your SWR just a little bit.
I'd get a giggle out of you on that one, and I'm new at this and just thought, well, cable's cable, right? I mean, it doesn't really matter, and he clued me in last night that no, it definitely matters. So I've ordered me 50 foot of some 50 ohm coax and some connectors, and hopefully this weekend I'll be able to get out there and run the new cable over to my dipole and see just what kind of an improvement I get.
Now, what bands is that good? Is that dipole good for?
Each arm of the dipole right at 19 inches, which ought to get me out on around 145, 147. And I can adjust them in and out a little bit to try and increase and get different tuning that I need. So we'll see. Like I said, I'm going to try and at least reach the Lawrence repeater.
Well, that sounds like a winner. You go for it, big guy.
Probably I'm going to be getting me that Yaesu 992A tri-band, and I just got to convince the significant other that she'll be willing to let me spend that kind of money.
Radio for your vehicle is a 992?
Negative. That'll be for my base station. I'm using this Bofong 82HP for a mobile. I've got it hooked up here in the truck to an antenna on the roof and a little amplifier over here that says it'll boost me up to 40 watts, but I don't have a SWR meter or a power meter, so I really ain't sure what I'm putting out. That'll be next on my list. Over.
Talking about a Yaesu FT991A.
I don't have my computer here in front of me to look at it. I've got one of the PDF sheets on it and sit and dream about it. She sits in her chair and looks over her shoulder at me. She's like, how much does that cost? I said, well, a little bit more than you're willing to spend, I'm sure. Over.
Tell you a little secret there, bud. I just built me a new shack. I put up a 50-foot freestanding tilt-over tower with a Cushcraft D4 rotatable dipole. And I hooked all that up to a Ameritron 811H amplifier, 800 watt, and it's brand new. And my radio I just put in is an FT991A. And I'm going to tell you something. You ain't never going to be unhappy with that radio. That thing, it is sweet.
Comparisons I've made and looked at, I think that one would be the best choice for me. Eventually, I plan on going back and getting my general and try getting down in the HF frequencies and see if I can't make some contacts around the world.
Phone call. I'll be back on there in just a couple of minutes. KN4VWA, standing by. 4VWA.
4BYU.
There we go. I'm back. Well, I just spent $560.
$160, what'd you buy me?
Negative, that's $560. I just put a deposit down on the rehearsal dinner venue.
copy all of that. It sounded you kind of dropped out a little bit. I heard you say you put it down on a rehearsal dinner, or you got someone getting married?
My money pit. It's my daughter.
Congratulations. That's wonderful. Weddings are always a lot of fun. Me and my wife have been together for 20 years, and she had two girls when we got married, and I have my boy from my first marriage. So we've already gone through all of their weddings. We're all the way up to 10 grandkids and 3 great-grandkids so far.
Man. Well, I tell you what, the grandkids make it worthwhile, don't they? Fill them full of sugar, fill them up with soda pop, run them hard, and then send them home screaming and hollering.
The first time I did that to my son, he called me. He's like, "What did you feed this boy for breakfast?" I said, "Well, he wanted soda pop and chocolate cake, and that's what he got at Grandpa's house."
After my own heart. Yes, sir, Rainy Dizzy. Now, there's a buddy of mine on here, KB4CBA, that just became a grandpa again here yesterday. So he's got him a grandson, so he's been having fun, too.
Talking yesterday about going up to the hospital with somebody in labor. Glad to hear he had a little boy. My oldest grandson has given me 3 girls so far, so we got one coming from my son's daughter, and we're hoping it's going to be a boy, because he had 3 girls, so we need some more boys in this family. We're getting overrun.
Well, my order in with my daughter told her don't come home without little boys, because I've got 2 granddaughters as it stands right now. I wouldn't take nothing for them, but I sure would like to have a grandson to run around fishing with.
Dad, I'm hoping we're going to get a grandson out of there somewhere. Keep my hopes up, but so far it's mostly girls. So, got one grandson going in the Army. He's supposed to leave after he graduates high school, so we're proud of him. He's going to be a Patriot missile mechanic.
Wow, that's good. That's good. Yeah, when my son went in, we managed to get him a contract. He was aviation electronics and armament electronics. And he had a pretty good career.
Ending. I was an aviation machinist, hydraulic specialist in the Navy, and then got interested in electronics after I got out of the Navy. And I repair equipment for General Electric over here at the Gas Turbine Center, doing electronics and maintenance work, keeping their machinery running.
That's right. Now, what is your first name?
First name is James on all the paperwork, but everybody calls me Izzy because my last name is Isbell. So Izzy Isbell got stuck on me years ago in the military.
Yeah, we talked yesterday, bud. That's right. You told me about that. You used to be over at BMW.
That's affirmative, Ep. Old Bubba makes wheels over there at the car mill.
Hey, I remember when those T-shirts first came out. It said, "Bubba makes wheels." And, man, they got those things put away real quick. You didn't hardly see them. You didn't see them but about a month, and then they got gone. They never did come back.
Us out there that wanted to join the BMW Golf League, go play golf with them, and come to find out that unless you're a salaried employee, they kind of didn't want you to play golf with them. So we set up our own golf league, and we called it the Bubba Makes Wheels Golf League.
There you go. In their face. That's good. All right. Well, Izzy, I just destinated here in Anderson. I'm on the north side of Anderson now. I got to go in and do a equipment certification for the state of South Carolina, and I will talk to you later, bud. 73s. This is KN4 VWA. Clear after your final.
I got you. This is KO4 BYU out.